Radio Free Charleston is on the air. Hello and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. This week we have a special episode for you. 4th of July, of course, is the birthday of our country, but it's also the official debut date of the video version of Radio Free Charleston. And that happened 20 years ago. Now, I have to be honest with you, that's the official debut date that Radio Free Charleston was acknowledged by the Charleston Gazette. We actually snuck it online a few days earlier. It was, I think, the last day of June when it first popped up. But it was publicized as debuting on the 4th of July. And I had planned to do a video retrospective to mark that this year. And I still plan to do that, but it's not going to happen in time for the 20th anniversary because you're hearing this on July 7th. So that's a clear sign I didn't get it done. The problem is I have this insane travel schedule this July, and I have another commitment. I have to do a very special episode of Radio Free Charleston paying tribute to my late friend Brian Young. Without Brian, Radio Free Charleston would not exist today. And that takes precedent over celebrating a silly anniversary. Anyway, I got to do something to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Radio Free Charleston video show, and complicating matters, it just happens to fall in the middle of the week that we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of The Air, which is the internet radio station of Pop Cult. So what I'm going to do this week on Radio Free Charleston, Volume 5, we're going to pay tribute to the video version of Radio Free Charleston, which is known as Volume 2. And for the rest of the show, you're going to hear entire performances from the whole history of the Radio Free Charleston video program, and you're going to hear them introduced the way they were on the video. That means I can shut up and get ready to hop a train to Chicago while I'm editing this show. I know, it's not glamorous, and I'm not trying to hide anything from you, but I'm knocking this out so that you can enjoy it while I'm spending my last morning in Chicago before we hop the train to come back home. Luckily, I have an embarrassing wealth of fantastic material to choose from. I don't even know what's going to be in the show yet. That's how good it is. I'm recording this, and then I'm going to edit the show. And you're going to enjoy it. I will keep a playlist, but I am not putting links in because there are not enough hours before my train departs. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Charleston on the air and for watching it on YouTube and for all your support over the years. Remember to support the local scene, support independent music, and buy your music in an ethical manner. We're going to kick things off with the very first song recorded for the video version of Radio Free Charleston. It's Whistle Punk. After my introduction on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
Spencer Elliott, Dan Jordan, and Brian Young are Whistle Punk. They're three veterans of the local music scene. Now they're working together in a new project. Here they are with Spy Song.
We'll be right back.
Stephen Bechner is one of the Mountain State's finest songwriters. His band Go Van Go was one of the most popular bands on the old radio version of Radio Free Charleston. He's also an award-winning photographer. You can check out his blog at the address below. And he just made a new homemade CD. Check Pop Pulp for details on how you can get your own copy. Here's Steve with a new song, Falling Star.
With no on guard for you. You'd better not look down. You've got a long way to fall, with no way to know just where or when the drop will come. Know you worked hard to get where you are, but the minute sails down, you'll be the falling star.
Comparsa is Charleston's hottest Latin band. We're going to have them on a future episode of Radio Free Charleston. In the meantime, their leader, Eduardo Canelone, came into our studio for a special performance.
Raymond Wallace was the front man for the Leon Waters Blues Band, one of the top bands here in Charleston. For the last couple of years, Raymond's been living the blues himself. He's had a variety of health and housing issues. But we pulled him from a sick bed, put a guitar in his hands, and put him in front of the camera. And he told me he felt like he'd come back to life after being dead. So it was a special treat for us this week on Radio Free Charleston. Here's Raymond Wallace with Champagne Charlie.
I went to see a young lady, I've been there before. She had shoes and stockings and her hands, her feet all over the floor. Champagne Charlie's my name, Champagne Charlie's my name, Champagne Charlie's my name, by golly, and roguing and stealing is a game. I ate out the deep bobby doo, about the deal I do, do, but I did it. I've been there before. I got kicked in by a big fat mule, and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, I'm roguing and stealing is a game. Oh, da da da. Oh, da da da. Yeah. I went to see a young lady. I've been there before. She said me I was a long face jump and I ain't going back no more. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, roguing and stealing is a game. Dee da da. Oh, da da da. Do. I got drunk last night on the night before. I ain't gonna get drunk no more. And I ain't gonna. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, I'm roguing and stealing is a game. Oh, da da da. Oh, dee dee da. Do. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. Champagne Charlie's my name. By golly, and roguing and stealing is a game.
Under the Radar is Rusty Marks, Bill Robinson, and Mark Lanham. You can check out their MySpace page for more information on their band. Straight ahead rock and roll, and they will blow you away. Also check Pop Cult for the Song of the Week. We have them doing Gershwin's Summertime. Right now, here they are with Me, the Boys, and Jack, Under the Radar, on Radio Free Charleston.
Hey, Mr. Kennedy, you know where I want to be. I'm hitting April for adventure on the high sea. Now I'm on the rail with a gun in the back. Seafrain in the face and go peeing in the rack. We'll be burning down the slide in the PT-109. Morning's gonna
Gossett were a big hit on the first part of our Halloween special. We brought Mike, Dave, and Ross back with a special music video, Guitar Pick in My Kool-Aid, on Radio Free Charleston.
Damn it!
Hey, guitar pick, what are you doing swimming in my Kool-Aid? Is that you? Swimming in waters of tropical blue. Hey, guitar pick, I've lost you once, but not again. You're my one and only friend, you and Kool-Aid till the end. Hey, guitar pick, you slipped through my fingers way too fast. How did you get into that glass of my Kool-Aid?
Radcliffe is back with another great song. Under the Radar returns with their high-energy rock and roll. We've got a new episode of Pentagram Flower Box, but first it's time for a surreal moment from IWA East Coast Wrestling.
One of our regular fans, Melanie Larch, is going to be handcuffed to Krause.
Go, Mel.
Go, Mel, go. I hope Rudy's got the camera, because this looks like a Radio Free Charleston segment if ever I've seen one.
Mel won't let Rick Krause get away with this.
Mel will enforce.
You're lucky enough to be handcuffed to this man.
If you caught the last episode of Radio Free Charleston, you saw John Ratcliffe singing his song, Rainbows. Now, John is our first back-to-back musical guest. He's been on two consecutive episodes. Later in the show, I'm going to tell you why he's going to be on three consecutive episodes. But right now, sit back and relax and listen to Something's Gotta Give on Radio Free Charleston. Now is a brand new band that just recently arose from the ashes of Stone Quartet. Lee, David, Eric, and Roadblock have a wild sound that brings Southern Boogie into the metal era. This is one of their debut performances. Here's Ghosts of Now with Deathburn on Radio Free Charleston.
Things running
Punk was the first band to perform on the video version of Radio Free Charleston. Now, nearly 1 year later, something new has been added. Karen Allen, the former lead singer for Crazy Jane, has joined forces with Spencer Elliott, Dan Jordan, and Brian Young to form Whistlepunk 2.0. If you read Pop Cult last week, you got to see video and hear an MP3 that shows you the new sound the band has. We can go one further now. We have yet another video. Here's Whistlepunk 2.0 with Satellites on Radio Free Charleston. Very special episode of Radio Free Charleston. In the hallway behind me, you see Live Mix Studios. Tonight, Feast of Stephen, one of the top bands from Charleston that hasn't performed together in 14 years, is reuniting. It's sort of a party. Old friends who haven't seen each other for a long time getting back together, reliving old memories, and just kicking ass with the music.
It's amazing that these guys haven't played together in so long. They sound like they've been playing together constantly for the last 15 years instead of living in different states. I'm going to be running camera one. Jerry Fugate will be running camera two. We also have a four-camera shoot tonight. So it's like our biggest budget episode yet, except for the parking ticket episode. But tonight, Feast of Stephen reunites.
took our cameras to the LaBelle Theater and recorded Curtis, Shane, Luke, and Chris performing the song Memories. Here it is on Radio Free Charleston.
This song is called
Thank you.
Thank you.
7 Minutes to Midnight are another very impressive young band. We've been tracking their progress for months. A few weeks ago, we brought Edward, Justin, Roy, and Thomas into Live Mix Studios, where they treated us to their song, The One in Two. Here's 7 Minutes to Midnight on Radio Free Charleston.
Songwriter, dividing her time currently between the Logan and Bell areas. She's had several songs that have garnered international play on several internet radio stations. In addition, she has sponsorship deals with Timberline Guitars, Knucklehead Guitar Strings, and Morgan's Leather Den, who specially make her custom guitar strings. We brought Stephanie into Live Mix Studio just last week, and here she is now with When You Come Around on Radio Free Charleston.
There's a rainy day down on the road. It's been
Playing us out this week is Comparsa, recorded live at the September 9th Leanne Boland Benefit Concert at the LaBelle Theater in South Charleston. You may remember Eduardo Cantalone from episode 3 of Radio Free Charleston, where he did a masterful solo guitar performance. We now have Eduardo's full band, Comparsa. Sit back and enjoy Eduardo, Beth, Al, Darren, and Mark as they bring you La Buena Comparsa on Radio Free Charleston. They're taking us out. That's it. I got stuff to do.
Y te digo,
Dr. Senator is one of the most entertaining rock bands in Charleston. They have a dynamic mix of original songs, and their originals are fantastic. We took our cameras to the Sound Factory to record Annie, Alan, Andy, and Travis. Here's Dr. Senator with Jesus Fish on Radio Free Charleston. Lady D is the talented Doris Fields. I played her stuff on the old Radio Free Charleston radio show, and I'm honored to have captured her performance at the Unitarian Universalist Church during their blues night on February 29th. On that night, she was backed up by Robert Gray on keyboards and had guest backing vocals by Bonnie McCown, Barrel House Bonnie, and Joyce Brown. Doris performed an amazing song, and we're going to end the show with it. Credits will roll over it. So this is the last time you'll see me this episode. Don't cheer too much. Here's Lady D with Go Higher on Radio Free Charleston. That's it for me. I got stuff to do. Thank you. There was a great benefit concert held for Emily Gunter Haynes at the Blue Parrot. You can check the Pop Cult blog for more information on how you can contribute to this good cause. Emily's had a rough time, and this is a way to help her out. She's a great person. We were lucky enough to catch the Spurgy Hankins Band. Spurgy is one of Charleston's most impressive songwriters, and his band puts on a phenomenal show. So, sit back and relax. This is recorded at the Emily Gunter Haynes benefit just a couple of Sundays ago. It's the Spurgy Hankins Band with Bullets and Fire on Radio Free Charleston. Dirty is an exciting Charleston band that just popped onto the scene. I mean, literally, they just popped onto the scene. This is a recording of their very first public performance. They've been together less than 2 months. However, they do have shows coming up at the Blue Parrot on June 30th with Mule and B-Rude at the Free Cigarettes and Whiskey Blowout, the last night you can smoke in the Blue Parrot. Here's Quick and Dirty, one of my favorite new bands, with Jack Daniels and Razor Blades on Radio Free Charleston.
Me and my friends are in the house tonight. We ain't looking for the trouble, we ain't looking to fight. We the first ones in the ball, we the last to leave from New Year's Eve, back at New Year's Eve.
We've seen T.J. King on the show as the percussionist for the Spurgey Hankins Band, but he's also a talented singer-songwriter in his own right. He was also a friend of the late Derek Kirk. On the weekend of June 28th and 29th, the stage behind me at the gazebo in Davis Square becomes the Derek Kirk Memorial Stage. Check the Pop Cult blog, and I'll give you full details as date approaches. It's going to be a magic evening. Everybody will remember their great friend Derek. And that's what TJ is doing in his song this week. This is a song, Bad Things, Good People. TJ King venting a little bit about his good friend, the late Derek Kirk.
It's TJ King on Radio Free Charleston. Dog Soldier is one of the most highly recommended bands we've had on the show. People have been raving about them for weeks. We caught up with them at the Blue Parrot, and this is a very special song because I don't know what the title is. I haven't decided which one I'm going to use of the two that I videotaped. So right now, the title should be flashing on the screen in front of my face. Here's Dog Soldier and the song on Radio Free Charleston.
Try me for murder. Try me for sin.
You've seen Cassie Null on Radio Free Charleston before as half of the Clementines, and you'll see her again in the future as part of Punk Jazz, a progressive fusion group. In fact, you can catch the very last performance of Punk Jazz ever this Thursday, July 17th, at The Empty Glass. But Cassie's very versatile. She's also a talented singer-songwriter. And here she is with her haunting tune, Blue Haze, inspired by that Blue Haze. Cassie Null with Blue Haze on Radio Free Charleston.
Last week over the end credits, we brought you just a snippet of the song you're about to hear by the Diablo Blues Band. Johnny Hurricane Compton, in a city filled with more than our fair share of great blues guitarists, stands out as one of the masters of the genre. He's also a hell of a performer. With solid backing from Kevin, Tommy, and John, the Diablo Blues Band puts on one of the best shows in town. This song is The Price of a Broken Heart, written by Johnny on the anniversary of his mother's death, and it's a really incredible tune. So here's the Diablo Blues Band, recorded at the Empty Glass, with The Price of a Broken Heart on Radio Free Charleston.
That's the price of a broken heart. Hell Blinky Sextet are a Mondo Bizarro cabaret act from Asheville, North Carolina. We caught up with them a couple of weeks ago at the Blue Parrot to get their unique brand of music. They play so many different instruments that even though there are only four of them in the band, they still qualify as a sextet. The song we're about to hear is an Italian revolutionary song, Bella Ciao, sung with gusto by Valerie, the multi-instrumentalist and vocalist, along with Andrew, Rodney, and Brad. This is the Hell Blinky Sextet on Radio Free Charleston with Bella Ciao.
Here's a pretty little Italian number. This is for the revolutionaries in the house. I believe there are a few.
There are, sir.
Any revolutionaries here? When there's time.
Oh, do not hear that.
This is for the folk music aficionado, nanados, nanos. It goes like this.
Oh,
Joseph Henry is a Parkersburg area singer-songwriter, plays piano and guitar and a few other instruments, including kazoo, but not on this show. We captured him here at Taylor's a couple of weeks ago. He came down with our buddy John Radcliffe, who is one of his biggest supporters, and blew us away. He sounds fantastic. It's really hard to describe, so you'll just have to listen. Here's Joseph Henry, who, by the way, recently became a member of the All-Star Assortment, Todd Burge and his Odd Urges, and we're going to try to get them on the show soon, too. Joseph Henry with two songs smushed together, Work/Transportation Blues, on Radio Free Charleston.
Thank you.
The Bible beaters come from Scioto County, Ohio to save your soul. Can I get an amen? They brought the rock and roll revival to the empty glass last month as Johnny, Mississippi, Sean, and King B praised him in rock and roll music. Can I get a hallelujah? Here are the Bible beaters with Praise Jesus on Radio Free Charleston. Can I get a hell yeah? Year, the Buttonflies have become a welcome addition to the Charleston art and music scene. Last month, we caught up with Max, Dave, Andrea, Lorenzo, Two Tones, and Michael at the Empty Glass. Get ready to meet the band. Here are the Buttonflies on Radio Free Charleston.
Hey, Bunches. Who wants to know who's in this band?
Mr. Banana Dave, who got us all together. The one that holds us all together is Ava over there. She's got a magic ring. We got Derek Watts, Two Tones, and Hudson Michael Sandler. We got Sticks Dynamite.
Thank you.
The Limbs is a one-man band based out of Denver. Lately, he's been touring this mountain state with Jay Marinelli, Slate Dump, and Oveda. He's got an intense sound, sort of like a cross between Hazel Adkins and the White Stripes. We caught up with him at the Empty Glass, and here's a very intense video from The Limbs on Radio Free Charleston.
In the red game. see the crimson face. Woman up behind an even blaze. Your lies for you, a path has been laid. Your lies are in the razor game. Razor game. No more, no more.
Ready to free Charleston. Ready to free Charleston.
Golden pure creamery butter, rich, flavorful, satisfying.
You are listening to Radio Free Charleston.
Radio Free Charleston cameras caught up with Jeff Ellis back in March while he was on leave from active duty in Iraq. Jeff's going to be back for good in August, and you can catch him August 13th live at the Levee with Bud Carroll, who you will see backing him up in the following clip. We recorded it at the Empty Glass, and this is Jeff Ellis with the song Fade from his new album on Radio Free Charleston.
When we started talking, it was nothing major, it was casual, and we were taking our time getting to know each other.
Thank you.
Dr. Curmudgeon is the latest creation of the Mad Maestro, Chuck Beale. He's teamed up with Vince Beale and Zach Shawkins to form a progressive metal power trio, hell-bent on world domination. You'll be able to catch their first non-secret gig October 31st at the Empty Glass with the Scrap Iron Pickers and John Lancaster. Right now, it's time for Chuck Beale and Dr. Curmudgeon, Lucubration on Radio Free Charleston. Whitechapel District is back in full force. We caught them at New Year's Eve at Tomahawk Smokehouse and Saloon, and they brought the house down. The band is currently in the studio recording a CD, and we are lucky to have the first single from that CD, Revolution, coming up on Radio Free Charleston. Here is Whitechapel District, Revolution!
This one goes out to all the armed services. This is the first single off our new CD. This one's called Revolution!
Friends of mine, and they have a very good sense of humor. They're good sports. We had them on the April Fool show with a gag video, but we had to do them justice for real. We caught up with them at the Blue Parrot, and here is Spencer, Jay, Darren, and Brian with a brand new song, Bully, on Radio Free Charleston.
This is about the kid back when you were all in grade school that used to bully everybody around. And sticking it to him. It's called Bully.
Radio Free Charleston.
The Nankerfelds return to the Empty Glass on April 23rd with Blue Million. These are two groups who have some of the best original songs in the state. Right now we're going to flash back to last December. Here are Steve Beckner, Mark Beckner, Cassie Null, and Dave Roberts. The Nankerfelds with Walk Away on Radio Free Charleston.
Keep turning my head.
Tri-Element is a new progressive supergroup. Kenny Booth from Hera, Dave Roberts from the Nanker Felge, have teamed up with Joey Lafferty, an extraordinary bass player. We cut this lineup at their very first public performance at the Blue Parrot. Here is Tri-Element with Solar Flare on Radio Free Charleston. To Burn, legendary metal gods, will be bringing their instrumental progressive sound to the Sound Factory on March 23rd, along with Lopan, Linework, and John Lancaster. We were lucky enough to catch up with the band at Mission Coalition last September, and we recorded a couple of numbers from them, 19 and 36. Playing us out, epic progressive metal from Karma to Burn on Radio Free Charleston. That's it for me. I got stuff to do.
What we have up here, ladies and gentlemen, is a band that needs to be heard right now. From the hard times and the coal mines of West, by God, Karma!
Thank you.
First performance is Radio Free Charleston's resident diva Melanie Larch, backed up by Jonathan Wesley on drums, Tim Kortz on piano, Mike Nemo Pleasant on bass, Dick Stockton on trumpet, and Bill Hambleton on trombone, performing the Gershwin classic Summertime on Radio Free Charleston.
Let's go from top.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Coming up next, we are going bowling, sort of. Scotty Johnson, the owner of Bowling Alley Dunbar, asked me to come in and record Tyler Childers, a musician he's had in several times, and we were blown away. In fact, as we record this, it's been less than 24 hours since we saw Tyler for the first time. We recorded the song Harlan Road at the Dunbar Bowling Alley, and Tyler is an amazing talent. He sings much older than he is. So here is the musical stylings of Tyler Childers on Radio Free Charleston. Brothers are old friends of Radio Free Charleston, extending way back to the late 80s and the early Radio Free Charleston radio show. Back in the middle of 2017, we caught up with them at the Cantina, their birthplace in Kanawha City. And here is Secret Agent Man by the Velvet Brothers from the Cantina on Radio Free Charleston.
You need some level of danger. Everyone he meets, he says a stranger. Another chance he takes. Hearts are hit on the river to see.
faces that you might find. Read his face and hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say. You'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't feel the same. Secret.
Diller is the man. We're going to hear two songs from Brian. We're going to hear Home and Heartbeat. And you're going to hear a little bit of his introduction. You're going to see his wife, Eliska, in the background doing percussion. And it's just such a treat and a thrill to have Brian on Radio Free Charleston once again. So here is Brian Diller on Radio Free Charleston.
This is a song I wrote that I thought would be perfect to come home and say hello. This is actually called Home. I've been driving all night. Connected to the blacked out by a thread.
Motel sleep is second rate, there's thunder from the interstate, and honeymoon is howling overhead.
Songs around the age of 20, and this is one that I performed with Stubby Bill, and it's called Heartbeat, and I should probably thank Nick Lowe for his influence on this one.
Here we go.
She won't let me walk in a room with her. I gotta keep two steps behind and head alone. I'm a country boy that's going city. Into a room full of people that I don't know. It's a semi-hopeless situation, but I love her so I could not say no. Cause I listen to my heartbeat. When I'm with her, it sounds like thunder. You can only hear my heartbeat. Maybe then you'll understand the mess I'm in. She's using me. She isn't after my charm and personality. I'm only there for entertainment. She'll find a new boy and that's it for me. I've been forewarned about the situation, but I love her so I couldn't say no. Cause I listen to my heartbeat. When I'm with her it sounds just like a thunder. You can only hear my heartbeat. Baby, then you understand the mess I'm in. Tonight, maybe I'm cultivating this summer's pleasure. Here I'm sitting starry eyed, back in the country trying to lick my wounds. I've been forewarned about the situation, but I loved her so I could not say no. Cause I listened to my heartbeat. When I was with her, it sounded just like a thunder. You can only hear my heartbeat. Maybe then you understand the mess I'm in. Cause I listened to my heartbeat. When I was with her, it sounded just like a thunder. You can only hear my heartbeat. Maybe then you understand the mess I'm in.
That's it for this week's Radio Free Charleston. Come back in 1 week for a multitude of mysterious musical masterworks. That means I don't know what's going to be on the show yet, but it'll be on the air a week from now, roughly. That's it for me. I got stuff to do.
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.